car insurance.
Let's get to the bottom of some things that are or maybe not going your way. How can we make your life better? Pretty much everything you need to know about this day, the 25th of May, is in focus here. Those of you who are interested in life, liberty, and the pursuit of information, otherwise known as schmarts, you're in the right place because we have Miss Schmartz, Schmartzy Pants. As a matter of fact, it's
that's what they call me.
Miss Schmartzy Pants. There she is. Yep. And she's happy to let you know, as my daughter used to when she was 4 or 5 years old, 6, 7 years, even up through junior high school days, she was happy to tell everybody how smart she was. I'm Megan Stephan, and I'm very smart.
Well, that's
and
nice.
As a result of that, she had no friends. Zero.
Aww.
And then she learned how to become smart and not tell everybody about it in high school and had lots of friends. I think that's, nobody wants to hear how smart you are, but they want to know you're smart. Difference. I don't want to, look at me, I'm so smart, like politicians.
Yeah, nobody likes a smarty pants.
No, of course not, or a smarty, you know, what else. But there are people who can be impressive just by displaying their intelligence. You don't have to say, you just do, right? Isn't that more important, more better, as they say?
It's more better.
Much more better to do that. So what do we have today? What things are new at DougStephan.com? Or what are we talking about? The things that are issues of the day that are not political. I don't know. Do you consider prison overcrowding to be a political issue? I don't know how you could make, I suppose it boils down to illegal immigration, at least in California where you are, Jennifer.
In California, it's political.
Yeah. It's political, but it really isn't. When you get the people who don't want to change the system, like the status quo, they're happy to make it a political issue. Oh, you're being unfair to this group and not to that group and however and whoever. See, that's not the way I look at it. I know you'll be shocked to hear that I have a different point of view. I don't even know if it's a different point of view. Sure, the illegals are the problem. Not the only problem, however. And this is where we have the opportunity. Here's an example, however, of how this becomes a big problem. You may or may not have heard this story, and you're certainly welcome to comment at 800-510-8255 about the discovery in Mexico last week. Last, I believe it was Thursday. Don't hold me to the day, but it was one day last week. Mexican authorities found 514 illegal immigrants in the back of two tractor trailers.
Oh, 514.
514 people who were crammed inside two tractor trailers heading toward the United States border. 514 illegal immigrants. Well, they weren't illegal because they were in Mexico.
Right.
They were on their way to the border.
They were prepping to be illegal.
Yeah, right. So apparently now, this is sort of interesting. X-ray equipment, similar to the X-rays that are used, the same kind of X-ray system, only obviously much more penetrating, being used on the trucks that go through the border. The same X-ray equipment that we use at the TSA checkpoints in all the airports now has been made bigger. It's the same, again, it's exactly the same technology. And it then looks inside the trucks to see what's inside the trucks and saw these illegals inside the trailers from El Salvador, Ecuador, China, Japan, Guatemala, India, Nepal, Honduras, the Dominican Republic, all of those countries represented by some of those in the group of 514 in those tractor trailers. El Salvadorians, Ecuadorians, Chinese, Japanese, Guatemalans, Indians. Think about this for a second. The Japanese now are finding, because of what's happened in their country, and we're finding it as well, that people to survive are leaving in droves. And they're headed toward China if they can get in. New Zealand. I mean, you didn't know this, did you?
No.
Nobody's talking about this. 800-510-8255. Because things are so bad in Japan now, people want to get out. Nepal, things have been bad there forever. You know, how many people even know where Nepal is? That's a good...
Near China, isn't it?
Well, it's a... If you look at the map, I'm looking at my map. I love maps. It's a country that's sort of... Yeah, it's not... It's closer to China than it is America.
Yes, that's my map. I am a smarty pants.
She's so smart.
Yeah, she is a smarty pants. Anyway, so... But these... Mostly we think of the illegals coming from Mexico and or from Central America. But Japan and China and India and Nepal in the same truck. So they're making their way to Mexico in order to figure a way to get into the United States. So is the reason so many people want to come here illegally and legally still, is it because of the opportunity? Is it because of the handouts? Which is it? Are there opportunities here for people from all these countries? Or is it that things are so easy here in terms of what's available that everybody knows, hey, if you can get in on the free goodies, help yourself to a trip to America. And some people pay, that's the other scam here, some people pay what amounts to their full life savings or their family's life savings to get into these trucks to get over here.
You know, I don't know how to dance around this lightly.
I wouldn't dance around it, Richie. I'd go for it.
Different.
And if you get into trouble, I can blame you.
Yeah, so right. Get the blame. People from different countries come for different things.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen an Asian person walk up to me saying, I just got into
got
the country.
The
can you help me with a few dollars?
Right.
Where I've had in this area.
So you're suspecting the Chinese and the Japanese may not be
they come for the opportunity.
So why don't they come through
hard.
Legally?
Have a job
why don't they get, why don't they come on a visa for 6 months and nose around? That's legal.
You know, my wife and I were having this conversation the other day, and you have to have somebody to sponsor you for that visa. And if you don't have anybody to sponsor you, you don't have a chance. You don't,
have
a ticket in.
The relatives. Often, I know some of my friends from Jamaica come here and other countries like that, and they, in fact, have they are asked whether there are relatives living in the United States, and the answer is yeah. And then they let them in to visit for
and
6 months.
And that person that lives here has to sign for them. I mean, come and say, I want to be a citizen. You have to have somebody sponsor you.
Well, no,
and
no.
If you don't,
it's not about citizenship. This is just about coming for a visit for 3 months or 6 months or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing that all these people, and so the
do
question.
Do you think that people from Central America, and not so much South America, come expecting the handouts as to where people from Asia come expecting the opportunities?
That's an interesting and a very well-made point. You were very articulate, Richie, in the way you presented that.
Thank
and
you,
I
Dudley.
Think, yes, there is something to what you're saying. However, I ask the question again. If, in fact, there is, as you suggested, maybe these people are just not educated to it. They know America is the land of opportunity, or so they think, or the land of the holdout. The land of the handout. And so whether the Chinese or Japanese are doing that, maybe the Indians, you could make a, or the Nepalese.
The Indians come with brains and college educations.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying.
Skills.
They work. They want to work. So why are they coming through the back door? Why aren't they coming through the front door?
And I will tell you, in India, you're seeing a lot less people come from there because of the opportunities that we are outsourcing to India now.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is something to think about and discuss, I think it couples in with all of this prison overcrowding because there are so many people in our prisons that are illegal, and then there are the white collar crimers. I'm a smart guy too.
Yeah,
there are the white collar criminals or white collar callers. If you're a white-collar caller, you might want to call us at 800-510-8255. Blue-collar callers are welcome as well. If you have no collar on, you're
we
welcome.
We like you, too.
We like you. We like everybody who's got something to say. 800-510-8255. What's the source of the problem? We know what the problem is. What is the source of the problem as far as prison overcrowding. I maintain it's this sort of thing. And by the way, there are dozens of these outfits in Mexico operating every day, all day, and they get in. They hide, you know, what's happened with the X-ray thing. They hide in, let's say you're bringing over a truckload of tractors, all right? If you crouch down behind the wheels or underneath the tractor, they're not going to find you because the X-ray is going to see the tractor, not going to see you. There are ways of scamming this. Aren't you glad I'm spreading that info around?
Yeah. Maybe you could make a manual.
Yeah, help yourself. 800-510-8255. Here's Lumitone's opportunity. A bright and wonderful new day awaits you as you start your day. If you're listening that time of the day, some people listening later on in the day, you're listening at night, all around the clock, the program is available. The message is the same, though. It doesn't make a difference what time of day it is. Think about, as you start your day, what you see when you look in the mirror. Or maybe later during the day. Maybe you go in to freshen up into the men's room or the ladies' room. And yes, I say men's room because men are into this Lumitone thing as well. If you continue to use Lumitone, are there additional benefits other than dark circles gone, bags gone, redness gone? Yes, there are. There is this buildup. You have a powerful way over the course of 4, 5, 6 weeks, the appearance of puffiness goes away and stays away. Lumitone has been found to alleviate redness, acts to fight inflammation. That's really what the long-term benefit is. So men and women, get the anti-aging eye cream. The New Vitality folks introduce Lumitone, and the first jar is free by calling 800-894-3302. Yeah, they're going to ask you to sign up for a program to get a replenished jar, I think, once a month or whatever. But you try it first. You like it? Great. You keep it coming. If you don't like it, then you cancel it. That's all. Easy. Get rid of the heavy bags under your eyes. You'll love the look. And you'll feel refreshed and look refreshed. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Free jar. 800-894-3302.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off already reduced mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, and Stearns & Foster. Get a Simmons Firm Queen 2-piece set for $329. Or a Sealy Firm Queen 2-piece set just $499. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $799. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel, David Bowie.
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song. So let me get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon. I'll never see you. I think it's Elton John.
Shut up, will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Cut, you know, every time you turn on the news this week, you see that guy from San Diego who told the airport security, don't touch my junk. Can you see that guy? The guy's like a hero now. He's like a folk hero. The man's name is John Tyner. Now they say because he resisted and called up you know, all this commotion, rather, he could end up going to jail. Hey, that's not the place to be if you don't want someone touching your junk. Believe me.
Sure is. Okay. Now, 25 after, on the Doug Steffens Good Day program, Mr. R. McFadden.
Hello.
Is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. You can see him at work. If you look at the video box at DougSteffens.com, you can also see me at work, sort of. It's not really work. It is a passion. There's a difference. Wouldn't it be great if everybody who was passionate about their work could get themselves wrapped around it like we do? It's work and passion don't, unfortunately, go together as much as they ought to. You find something that you're really passionate, you love to do. Wouldn't it be great if you could spend your time doing that? That's wherein we would be much more productive if we all found things that we really loved and we could make a couple of bucks at it. Jennifer Horn also is guilty of same, liking what she does, liking, loving. And so we're focused on the prison overcrowding problem, whether or not it's all because of the illegals, and the answer to that is no, but you have thoughts on both of those issues, and certainly you're welcome to share them with us at 800-510-8255. Thus, the appearance of Pause. You're not related to Salon Pause, are you? Where's Pause? I hit the button, Richie. Do you not have the thing?
I hit my button, too. We're both hitting buttons. Going. Pause.
Pause?
Yeah. Nice.
There you go.
Naps, great. Are they slow and steady rinse the way? All right. So you have something for us here, Pause?
You're talking to Tom, right?
Yes, this is very good, Rich. Now, somebody's done a wonderful job on helping themselves screwing up our...
Whoever just talked right now, yeah. That's who we're talking to.
Dan, let's see if we can talk to you. Hello,
oh, no.
Welcome to Good Day. Hi, Dan.
Well, hello there, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, how about you? Say hello.
I'm doing fine. Okay. You were mentioning about the people that are coming over here illegally.
Yes,
I had a good friend from El Salvador, and he worked two jobs to save up money to go back and reclaim his land that was usurped from him. And I asked him, I said, how are you going to do that? He says, I'm going to have these people hit. So I don't know how he ever made out.
So he came to America to make money. He had been thrown off of his land by squatters or somebody who wanted, sounds like the old West, you know.
Cut the fences. That was something. But I used to be an ice cream man down there in El Monte, and I went broke because I couldn't turn the little kids down. But those Mexican people treated me. I really did.
Ice cream for everybody.
You sold ice cream in Mexico, and
no,
you gave more
ice cream.
Of it.
I sold ice cream in El Monte in the Vadio. I was the only person that would go in there.
Oh, I see.
And so I went broke doing business with those people, but I couldn't turn those little kids down. But the women in there would bring me the most fantastic Mexican meals every day. They would bring me tacos and burritos and...
So where is this town you're talking about? Where
El Monte, California. El Monte, California.
I don't know. I don't know El Monte. Never
El Monte
heard of
by Pomona. By Pomona.
Yeah.
Okay. She knows.
It's
better to share those things than keep to yourself.
They were coming here for the opportunity. They weren't interested in the welfare. They would work two jobs. They'd live five, six
got
people.
Got it. Got the story. Dan, thank you. 28 past.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas. Through May 31st, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Like a rose, her petals are opening as she matures, and you can hear that on the radio every day.
It's starting to fall off.
Wow. Okay. There's a Richie.
And we hear his thorns.
Having a discussion about this, as might be expected to be the case, the discussion of prison overcrowding in the states where it's the biggest problem, on the West, Southwest especially, all centers around the problems of illegal immigrants. Well, that's kind of too bad in a way, because I think there are a lot of people in jail, whether it be in California or any state, that are there because they've committed white-collar crimes. I have long said the only people that ought to be in jail are people who are a danger to society, who have committed violent acts, rape, murder, that sort of thing. Otherwise, why would you put them behind bars? Why don't you make them the restitution game, which is something we don't play, and I don't understand that. Why don't you make them pay? If they've stolen your money, make them pay it back. Why would you put them in jail? They have no chance of paying you back if they put them in jail. It's like debtor's prison. Remember stories that you got in high school when you were learning history about debtor's prisons and how people used to go, even back in the medieval times. You owed somebody money, they put you in prison. Well, how in the world are you ever going to pay it off if you're in prison?
That's right.
Makes no sense. Thank you, Jennifer, for agreeing.
I do. I think I've told you that for a long time, though. We got to, you know, if you are put them to work, even if they're in jail and sleeping there at night, put them on the freeway cleaning up trash.
I don't want them sleeping there at night. Then you and I have to pay for it. Why should we do that?
But at least if they're contributing.
Especially the racket that goes on with these people, you know, the private prisons. There's a racket.
What'd I've always thought how much money we could save if we actually put these people to work for the state.
Why not?
They have graffiti, whatever it is.
And you see in the charges, the state of Arizona versus Joe Mupufnik. Okay, so if Joe Mupufnik has done something that aggrieves the state of Arizona, then the state of Arizona ought to benefit. If it costs all this money to put him through the trial, put him through the hoops, then how come you don't put him to work to pay back the state of Arizona? Hello? Mm-hmm. Knock, knock. Anybody home? Nope. Nobody's home. Tom!
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you caught some Mexicans? What were they doing?
Oh, they were waiting to be picked up.
Where were they waiting?
A vacant restaurant.
A restaurant in El Paso.
So they'd already gotten across the border, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. A little boy was out there about 5 in the morning in the bushes, and I'd seen him, called the police, and because, you know, he's just a little kid all by himself out there in the dark.
Yeah.
And police showed up, and there were 78 people from all over the world in this empty restaurant.
How'd they get dropped off? How'd they get there, though? What dropped off in what? By whom?
A truck.
So another one of these, a van or some kind of a tractor trailer?
No, it was a tractor trailer. It took two buses and a couple of Border Patrol, of course.
No, I'm talking about how they got into this country, not how they got sent back.
How did they get in the country?
Yeah.
Well, they just drive right on in. It's been going on for years.
So why were they all in the same restaurant?
You gotta realize, Mexico's a lot like Pakistan. Might even be worse.
Yeah, but Tom, what I'm trying to understand, maybe I'm being a little thick, they were all in the same restaurant together, but they came over differently. Who organized them on the other side, and how'd they get organized on this side?
Well, there's people over there that you pay. Okay?
Now, we understand that. But how did they all know if they came over in different vehicles to go to the same restaurant?
They didn't come over at the different... They don't come in different vehicles. They come in the back of a semi.
Am I talking to myself here?
No, I think this is like maybe a congregation point, if I understand right.
But what I asked was how they got over, and he said a bunch of different cars.
Like the ones in Mexico.
Okay.
You know those two trucks they caught in Mexico?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they fill up a truck full of them. They bring them across. They drop them. In this case, it was an empty restaurant. And then another truck with American plates on it comes and picks them up later. Well, this little boy happened to go outside and play in the bushes and caught my attention. I called the police. I didn't know there was an empty restaurant full of 78 illegals from all over the world. And
by definition, it wouldn't be an empty restaurant then, would it?
No, it was vacant. It was vacant. It had closed, you know, it had closed some years ago.
Got it.
But what I'm saying is, this has been going on for years.
What I want to know, Tom, is was it a Mexican restaurant?
Well, it was before it closed, yeah.
Uh-huh. See?
Maybe the owner was.
I could work for NCIS. You know what? Let's go to work for NCIS. Thank you, Tom.
Your resume?
So did I not make myself clear? I'm getting a lot of... Is it me who's thick today? Or was I just hearing things like an echo?
I'd like to blame you. Let's just say it's you.
Okay, it's my fault. Perfect. 800-510-8255. Nathan, what do you have to add to this conversation?
Hi, Doug. Well, where do you think all these jobs are going to? It's going to all the illegals. I mean, white-collar America, we're not getting none of the jobs.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the presses. Is there a newspaper in Lake Havasu that hasn't come out yet? Let's get this in as the headline. Illegal immigrants taking jobs from Americans.
Yeah, that is
shocking.
True. I mean, when I was living in California, all the jobs were going to illegals. I tried to get a job down there, and I couldn't get a job because all of them were taking all the factory jobs. I mean, I think in today's society with things going on right now, honestly, I think this is going to be our second war at the border. When I was down in El Paso, that's all I heard is gunshots. At one point in time down there, I seen the Mexican flag turned upside down. I mean, what do we do about this, you know?
I don't know. You know what? I think I'm going to be a jerk today.
Sounds like you already are.
I think today
you are absolutely out of your mind today.
I'm being a jerk. I'm going to be a jerk.
Did you hear him laugh when you said that American flag, the Mexican flag?
We've heard these same stories. God bless the guy. How many times have we heard these same stories over and over and over and over again? I've just decided.
Then why don't you change the subject?
Yeah, let's talk about something else, like Dancing with the Stars.
Wait a minute, Bob. You're not going to sound like a jerk, right?
Right.
All right, so tell us what you're thinking in Eau Claire at WAYY.
Well, Doug, you made these tractor trailers had 514 Mexicans.
That's true. They weren't all Mexicans. They were people from various other countries.
Parts.
For those of you who didn't hear the premise of this conversation, when I started, I was making reference to these tractor trailers. There were two of them that were found last week to have 514 people, and the countries from which these people came were El Salvador, Ecuador, China, Japan, Guatemala, India, Nepal, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic, all in these two trucks.
My comment is this. I may be dating myself, but 514 years ago in math used to be 500.14. The word and in math years ago represented the decimal point. The proper wordage or the
you
proper.
You are so right. That's,
the proper
this
is 514.
Right, Jennifer, you can run away with this guy because he's just as smart as you are.
Bob, really? That's you think funny. So?
Bob, thank you very much for calling our attention to something that is correct. The details, details, details. The devil's in the details. 514 is exactly what he just said. 500 plus the decimal point 14 rather than the number of 514, which is, did I say 500 and or what other people saying 500 and? If I said it, I was wrong.
I didn't say it, so I'm assuming you said
it. Fairly good about that, but if I did not do it the correct way, you have my complete apology, especially to those callers that I acted like a jerk to. All right? Is that okay, Jennifer?
Accepted.
I think we should mark this down. Can you take a picture on Skype, Rich?
I can.
Can you get me in the video? Whatever it is.
Yeah, I can. I see.
So, but the important thing here is the discussion of the illegals and also the prison overcrowding thing. Jennifer wants to talk about the, was there a show? Yeah, it was American Idol. Tonight is
no,
the big
Dancing
night.
With the Stars. The big finale was last night.
Yeah, who won?
Heinz Ward.
Who's
and his partner, Kim Johnson.
Wow. Who is Heinz Ward?
Football player.
He's the Steeler guy.
Oh, he was the guy that was kissing everybody on the, ran, jumped on the desk. Is that the guy?
No.
Who is that guy?
He's a, Kim Johnson just had a really bad neck injury. You might have seen it when they were in rehearsals and she snapped her neck.
Yeah, I've been watching every
emergency.
Second of Dancing
Well, it was on the news. It was on the real news.
I don't watch the news. I remember I'm a jerk today.
Wow.
Okay.
You're going to make this
How about
a difficult
them Dodgers?
Day, aren't you?
How about them Dodgers?
Oh, they're terrible. Okay, next topic.
Yep.
Although they won last night.
And they found the guy who beat up the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah,
yes, they
sure
did. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what should
thing.
Happen to that guy?
They should string him up.
How about he goes to prison?
Ended up being a gangbanger.
Yeah, of course it
but
was.
He did, and somebody ought to do something with his junk while he's in
If jail. Anybody lived in L.A. during the time that the Raiders were in L.A.,
yeah.
And how you wouldn't go to a game. That's how I feel about the Dodgers. And believe me, the Dodgers are my heart and soul. My grandfather took me to almost every game growing up. And it's just...
It looks like the family has been doing a little investigating. The family of the victim has been doing some investigating and have found out that because of their financial troubles, the Dodgers, which are being taken over by MLB because they're basically going broke while the family gets into a divorce, that they have gotten rid of half of their security in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, isn't it a shame?
So if the Dodgers weren't in enough trouble.
Yeah, but subpar B, isn't it a shame they need so much security at a baseball game? Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
What a lousy comment on America that is.
Hey, man, any place you have beer in sports, watch out.
So we should eliminate beer for sports.
I don't know about
Which
that.
Which one do you want to eliminate? Eliminate them both, right. Doug,
no.
Doug the jerk today says eliminate beer and sports. Yay! Okay. So, should I continue in this vein, or should I snap out of it?
Oh, you should snap out of it.
Yeah, it's not very fun.
No, okay. Actually, it was a
jerk. It's fun for you.
Fun for you.
Listen to the two of them say, jerk at the same
jerk.
Time. Jerk.
Jerk.
There was a, there's an incident that just came into my mind. I wish I had the tape of it, Richie.
What's that?
This had to have happened 20 years ago. I was on the air, and some guy, I was working out of a network in Florida, some guy called and spent 4 minutes railing about what a jerk I was. I remember the call like it was yesterday.
So you've always been this way.
No, oh,
it's not
yes,
just
okay.
the past 15
there
years I've been with you.
There
it's
you
always.
Go. There's Richie. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Anyway, so this guy was unbelievable. And so there's a piece of tape around someplace labeled Doug and the Jerk Caller. Dougie and the Jerk Caller, as a matter of fact. So
I got plenty of those. I'll
have you And you have a jerk for a host, so you should be in heaven. 15 before the hour, somebody who's not a joke, Dr. Ken Kronos here with a daily dose of important medical information, a couple of actually very important things. If you've not heard the stories yet, you'll want to participate with Ken by opening your ears in just a moment on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999.
or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
12 minutes before the hour, Doug Stanford's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for Good Day, is here with some interesting news about pain relief from a movement you wouldn't expect to give you what it gives you, Ken.
This will help all of our listeners, Doug. With regards to pain, out of the medical journal called Pain This Week, crossing your arms may confuse the brain and help fight pain. Crossing arms at the wrist mixes up the brain's perception of pain signals sent from the hands to the brain and reduces the intensity of pain. So, Doug, when we get hurt, we should not only rub it better, but also cross our arms.
Now, those people who are into psychology will tell you when you cross your arms, it's like putting a wall up. It's a, if you think about it for a second, when you stand and put your arms, that's sort of telling somebody, I dare you to approach me. Did you know that psychologically, Ken?
A matter of body language.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But you could get a shirt that says, I'm just doing this to help my back, and then that would negate it, don't you think?
Okay, well, I have to remember that.
You're funny, Jen.
All right, so now we have all these people who tell us we need protein and we need meat. This is another one of these stories where there is conflict galore, the story about how bad eating meat may be.
The latest out of the World Cancer Research Fund and the American Institute for Cancer Research, Doug, red meat and processed meat may increase the risk of developing colon cancer. If you cut out the red meat or lower it, exercise, maintain a healthy body weight, boost your fiber intake, and consume less alcohol, we can prevent 45% of all colon cancer.
Isn't it true that it's attached, though, colon cancer, prostate cancer, most of these cancers in that region, the fat content of the meat. If the fat's cut out of it, it's not so bad, right?
Right. I'm not saying that we should eliminate entirely. Just lower the amount. What you may want to cut out is the processed meat.
Yeah. All right. Bologna and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, Dr. Ken, both Doug and I are sitting here. I'm looking at us on our Ustream feed on the video thing. Sitting here with our arms folded.
Yeah, very nice. Really, yeah. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Body Bio Report. All you have to do is go to bodybioreport.com to register for your report. Get the information that Ken has gotten and I've gotten. You won't get our information. You'll get your information. Either get them to do the blood test and then examine the blood test so they can tell you about nutrients that you're needing, that sort of thing. Or you take a blood test with your annual physical, send the results to them, and they quickly review it, Ken, to find out what you ought to be eating, right?
I love this. Find out what supplements you really need. You'll avoid the ones you don't. You won't waste money, and you'll become more healthy.
That's the idea, more health. That's at bodybioreport.com. Enter the code Dr. Ken. You'll save $50. Your path to healthy, balanced body. Click away, bodybioreport.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
All right, 53 minutes after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's good stuff at DougSteffen.com. We'll underscore some of it in a few minutes as technology and the effects from technology are part of where we spend our focus here at this time of the day. 53, did I say 53 or 54 past the hour?
You said 53, and it still is 53 past the hour.
I understand that. All right, so let's get into our daily conversation listening to Alex Goldfein. You want to learn how to get real value for your worn-out technology, the gadgets that you have around that you can't use anymore?
Yes, absolutely.
What can we do with all of this? Many of you have these things I am frustrated with. For example, computers, the towers, they get thrown out. Why? There's a whole business.
No, you recycle them, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole business, but it seems awfully wasteful. So, and then no sooner, there's an ad running on television now that sort of pokes fun at this. You get technology in 5 seconds after you walk out the door. I'm wondering that about my iPad. Okay, what's going to show up tomorrow that makes the current iPad useless? And that's part of the game here. So Alex will explain what you can do with some of the old gadgets that you have. He's our technology tailor, and that's up next here on Good Day.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off already reduced mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, and Stearns & Foster. Get a Simmons Firm Queen 2-Piece set for $329. Or a Sealy Firm Queen 2-Piece set just $499. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $799. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
If you're like me, you've got some old technology in your home. Old computers, cell phones, monitors, maybe even televisions. What to do with them? Well, Amazon.com has launched the Gadget Trade-In Program, where you get gift cards in exchange for your old technology. According to ZDNet, Amazon tells you the value after you enter your item and its condition. Once the items are received and approved, Amazon credits your account within 48 hours. So, what are the values like? A 32-gigabyte iPod Touch, the newest model, will get you up to $152 in like-new condition. In good condition, you get $130, and in acceptable condition, meaning fairly worn but still working, you get $109. A high-end Garmin Nuvi GPS with a lifetime map subscription gets you $67, but a lower-level unit will fetch just $20. What will Amazon do with all this old technology? My guess, look for a used gadget store to open soon. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Okay, some of the big things at DougStefan.com today. The Queen of Cheap has some deals from Chuck E. Cheese and the Macaroni Grill, which actually is pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Charlie
yeah.
Tuna is the spokesperson for, what is it, Romano's?
Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I love listening to him.
Charlie Tuna being Charlie the DJ, not
yes.
the fish.
No, there's not, I don't, okay. is there? Well, I guess.
Sorry, yes. Charlie.
Wasn't Charlie Tuna the fish that... Ask any mermaid right. you happen
no,
to
no,
see.
No, that's chicken
what's
the
best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
No, Charlie Tuna is sorry, Charlie.
Oh, right. Sorry, Charlie.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Rich, very good at clarifying things. All right. So there's
also fish.
Some information. Phil Lempert has information on some of the benefits of red, red wine. Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. You've probably seen dogs that can catch. Have you seen one that can catch with his paws?
It's really?
It's very cool. Yeah. Check this out. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of cool, Twitter and its addicts everywhere ought to know that it's not just a social media tool. It's a lifestyle. There was a wonderful story that I saw about Twitter helping a mom find a kidney. And the kidney came yeah. from somebody from another country, and they just saw the thing on Twitter. And this is the thing
wasn't
about
it. It was a celebrity trying to help them get that kidney. Who was it?
I remember hearing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was a celebrity.
I think there were two stories.
Like a hip-hop guy or a rapper, I think it was, trying
yeah.
to help no. get the kidney.
Yeah,
this is a different story.
Thing.
This is a different story.
Really?
But it's the same idea. Yeah, right. So it shows you how good
neat.
It is. 59